We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. A new Gemara, Zokta Gemara, Tavua Bailim L'Shomer. The Bailim goes to the Shomer and says, where's my Pekadon? V'nishpa, the Shomer swears that it was stolen. The Shomer Chinam, he's potter with that Shvua. And Lemaisa, so he's added a picture, we think. What happens? Hukah Ganif. Lemaisa, they recognize the Ganif. And the Shomer decided he'll do a favor for the Bailim. He's added a picture, but he'll do a favor for the Bailim. Tavua Shomer. The Tavai Shomer. The Shomer went and went over to Ganav and said, hey, that's not yours. Vahoida. And it was Moida. We know that if a Ganav is Moida, he does not pay kefil. But here, he was not Moida to the Baal Dover, really. He was Moida to the Shomer. So what's the halacha? Is the Shomer considered a Baal Dover? Is he considered someone who has a Tavia? He has a complaint or not? So the halacha is, Tavai Shomer Vahoida. And then afterwards, Tavai, the Bailim and Kafar, and he denied it. And if you ate them, and they got ate them that he taka stole it. Now that if ate them came that he stole it, so it turns out that Lamaisa Shvichayev carefully wasn't Moida, but he was Moida to the Shomer. So what's the halacha? Mean if the Ganav does Shomer? Is the Ganav potter with the being Moida to the Shomer? Or the Shomer is out of the picture over here, since he already swore and he parted himself, so he's out of the picture. So maybe it's not called Oida. So the Gemara, Amarava, it depends. In Be'emes Nishba, if the Shomer Shvua was takachu, he said it was stolen by Ines, let's say, and it was true. He's a Shomer Chinam, he doesn't have to be stolen by Ines. He said it was stolen by Ines, and it was true. So then, the halacha is, Niftar Haganev Vaidas Shomer. The halacha is that there, if the Shomer is Teveya, and the Ganev says, yes, I did it, you're Potter. Why you're Potter? The reason is Pashut. Because since the owner trusts this guy, he says, he doesn't lie when he swears. So I want you to be a Shomer again. So therefore, you could be teveya it and say, "Look, you know, I'm going to watch it again for the owner. He trusts me. So therefore, you're stickle about davar. So im emes nishpa niftagam v'dal shomer, because he's about davar to help out the owner. Because in this case, the owner is very happy to have it in the shomer's hands because he made a shvuas emes. But the meshekin nishpa, if it turned out he swore a sheker, it's taka stolen. But he said he made up a story. He said it died. He got captured. I mean, well, it was stolen. So even though be'emes he's potter, but he swore falsely the ma'isa. So the halacha is, in that case, I don't trust you anymore. You swear falsely. There, if you go ahead and tevei the ganav, and the shomer goes tevei the ganav is moida, that's not called hayda. Loy nifter haganav vada shomer. The ganav is not potter be hayda's shomer because that's not, he's not called a baal davar. In this case, you're not called a baal davar. The shomer is not called a baal davar. Zok the marashah like this. Boy, Rav, what happens in a case where he said it was stolen, and then he was going to make a shvua, but he didn't make a shvua l'maisa. They didn't let him swear. The Bible says, don't make a shvua. Okay, forget it, don't make a shvua. I trust you, it was stolen. I don't want you to make a shvua sheker. He's about to make a shvua sheker that it fell from the moon, it got captured or something, and l'maisa, I said, don't, it's fine. Now, in this case, could his tviya be a tviya? On one hand, he's not a nemam, because he didn't say a true shvua. He wanted to even do a shvua sheker. But at the end of the day, he didn't do a shvua sheker. So how do you look at this? Do you look at it, it's called a nemam, and therefore he's considered a shomer of the Bailim stolen, and he could be teveya, or he's not considered a nemam because he wanted to make a shvua sheker. That's the Gemara Shaila. Take Rav Kahana Masli Hachi. Rav Kahana is the one who says, like we had the version before, where Rav is sure about it, that if it's nishpa l'sheker, then it's not a good tviya. If nishpa be'emes, if he said a shvua be'emes, it is a good tviya. And he wanted it and didn't, that's the suffix. But Rav Tevyemi has a different version of the events, of the halacha of Rav. Rav Tevyemi masli, boyi Rav nishpa l'sheker mahu. He holds, even if you make a shvua l'sheker, it's still a shayla. Why is still a shayla? So Rashi explains that, because here, look, I don't trust him. So Rashi says, here, since he swore, he's going to be mischarit l'shalom. Maybe he's going to pay it because he's going to feel bad, and therefore he's considered a baal davar or not. And the Gemara stays with a shaila. If he's the second version, even by nishpa l'sheker, that there if it's tviya tviya, why is it tzad as a tviya tviya? Because he's a mechayzer of Rabbi and half charata. Teiku. Gemara ends with a teiku. Zok the Gemara vayter tavua bayal l'shomer. A new story here. A new suffix. Tavua bayal l'shomer. The Baal called the Shomer, where's my chepetz? Where's my pekadon? Vashilim. And the Shomer paid for it. He said, here it is. And Lamaisov, who karaganev, he could have popped himself with a shuv because taka was stolen, but he just paid for it. He didn't want to worry about it like we had before. Who karaganev? My ganev was found. V'tavua bailim. And here's the opposite case. Here, who's the real Baal Dava? You know what the real Baal Dava is over here? The Shomer, because the Shomer paid for it. So he's the new owner. So here, the opposite case happened. V'tavua bailim. The bailim was teveya. Then Tavua Shomer, and then he was Kaifer. You know, in this case where he pays for it, Kulam, he gets the Kaifel. So here, he's the real Bar Dava. The Shomer is the real Bar Dava. What happened was, the Bailam was Tevei him first, and he was Moida. Then the Shomer came to Tevei him, and he said, no, it's not true, he denied it. Then they brought Edim. The halacha is, the shaila is, Nifta Agam Adas Bailam Aloy. Do we say that the Hadas Baldin to the first Bailam, is that enough? Me Amrinon Motzi Omalel Shomer Labailam. Shomer told Bailam, Atun Kivon the Shaklisu Hodama, since he took my money, Astaklisu Luchumahacha. You're out of the picture. I bought it from you, Keilu. I paid for it. And therefore, I'm the Baldava. I get the Kefil. And finished. End the story. And therefore, Hidot to you is nothing. You're not a Baldava. Dilma Motzi Omalel, the guy contained, I am a Baldava here. Dilma Motzi Omalel, Kehechi Dat Avlam Milsa, since you were so nice to me, and you paid up right away without making a fuss. I just want to do you a favor. I want to run after the Ganav, get that Ganav. So therefore, I'm doing that favor, and you want me to do a favor probably. And therefore, I am Baldava because I want to run after the Ganav. So Shekalna Ano Adidam, Shekal Adidach, which means, we took a favor from you, now we're giving back to you. And since this is the case that I want to give back to and get the Ganav, so therefore, I have a right to be Teveya, and therefore the Haidah will be Haidah. That's the other tzad. Take Moros Taiz Roshayla. It's an interesting tzad here. That even the guy paid for it, but I can tell you that, like, I'm a chuyiv, do you a favor, and that gives me a din of a Baal Dover. It's a Shekel Chiddush. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Mark ends up for the Teku. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Itma. Another new story. Itma. Nignava Ba'onis. The case was, the behemoth got stolen Ba'onis. It was listed mezuyim, and this is even a shemes sachar or shemes chinam. We'll see more what it is, but either shemes chinam or shemes sachar, either way is potter when it's nigvav avoinus. What happened? Who got ganav? And the ganav, they found the ganav. So now shaila is, what you do? You're potter ready. You proved it was avoinus. It was even a shua, and you can make a shua. You have edim was stolen, whatever it was. It's proven that it was stolen with listed mezuyim. So now are you out of the picture? And you can say it like this: He didn't swear yet. Here's the case. He did not swear yet. But here he said, "Look, it was oinus, and you believe me, it's oinus. That's the fact. I'm out of the picture. So therefore, now you deal with the ganav. It's not my problem. Nigdav of oinus, who got ganav? Now the ganav was recognized. You see the ganav. Oh, abaya, pent. Im shoy mechinam hu. If he's a shoy mechinam, that means that if he didn't, he's not getting paid for it. So then, rotsa oisa imoy din. Rotza nishba. Either way, he can get out of this case. Either he goes does din with him, or he swears. That's what he has to do. Either he pats himself with a shvur, or oisemayedin, and he goes over to the ganav, gets it out of him, and gives it back to the owner. So it means like this: you go to the shomer and says, you stole, someone was stolen. He says, it was stolen forcefully. It was stolen listed mezuyim. But then they find the ganav. So what do you do now? You tell the shomer here, look, you owe me something. Give it to me. Or the shomer would say, no, I'm going to swear that listen to mezuyim, which is true, and I'm potter. You take care of it. That's the shaila. So Abaye says it's his choice. Shomer's choice. Rotza oisim din. He could pay the bailam back by going to do din with the ganav. Or rotza nishpa, if he wants, he could swear. Bim shomer sacha oisim din ve'en nishpa. There, if he's a shomer sacha, he has to pay the bialim. He has to go take from the ganav. That's his problem, because that's part of the responsibility of shomer sacha. He has to take care of this job of getting it from the ganav. L'maisa, it was hukar ganav, and finished. You have to take care of it. Both cases, he cannot pat himself with a shvua. He has to take care of it. Basically like this. You give a shomer something, it's a shomer responsibility to watch it. So Enchanami, if we don't know where it is, he could taina, look, it was stolen, I'm making a shvua, I'm potter. But here, for example, the shomer sacha, that's a kuliyama, we found the ganav. You can't say, okay, I'm making a swear, you go get the ganav. No, it's your responsibility. You're the shomer, and now you know what the ganav is. You've got to pick it up from the ganav. The Abaye holds, the Shomer Chinam doesn't have that responsibility, but the Rav holds, both of them have that responsibility. So, the Gemara Vayter, Lema Pligad Rav Huna Ba'Avin, maybe this Rava is not like Rav Huna Ba'Avin, the Shalach Huna Ba'Avin, Nigdav Ba'Avinis, Bukha Aganav, Mamish this case, Nigdav Ba'Avinis, Bukha Aganav, Shomer Chinam who Rotsa Oisa, Imoidin, if he wants, he goes to get things from the ganav and gives it back to the bailim, rotz and nishpa, or he swears. He has to take care of this ganav and he can't swear. It sounds very clear that, like, it's a baya. Rav Huna Ba'Avin is mefurish like a baya. Amalach Rava. No, I could stim even with that memra. How come I ask you on the case of Rav Huna is going to call the Nishba? He right away swore before Hukar Ganav. In this case, already, he's not mechuyev to pay from the Ganav because he's already niftama ha-bailim. He's done with the bailim, he's done. Once he speaks a shvua, that he's definitely done. He does not have to go to, he's not anymore a shomer. He's potter, he's not anymore a shomer. Freit the Gemara, but if you look at Rav Huna's words, he says, V'rotza oisim adin, rotza nishba kamar. So it sounds like he didn't make a shvua yet. It says, either do din or shvua. How can you say, the case was he did a shvua, and it's clear it's not the case. So tomorrow, hachkama, rotza shemechinam oimed v'shvua. So the shemechinam wants, he stays with his shvua. Rotza oisim adin. If he wants, he does the din. That's the two choices. Either he can stay v'shvua, or rotza oimed din. And it's mashma. That even if that's how learning Rav Huna of Ovens, Mashmah, Hashem Sachar cannot do that. Hashem Sachar, even if Hashem Sachar cannot be Oymed B'Shvuasai, he has to go. I guess it's part of the responsibility of Hashem Sachar that even after a Shvua, he's not completely exonerated and he has to, he's Mechuyah because there the word is like a Veda, so it sounds like from Rashi, that there it's like a Veda. The learned Lom this is because it's not an Oynis anymore. Once you see the Ganavim, it's not an Oynis anymore. So therefore, even made a Shvua at that time was Oynis, but now it's Megal Mafreya, it was not an Oynis, and therefore my Shmira is not finished. So that's the vart. That's why you have to go din, do a din, like Rashi said before. Oisim adin, shisham the mitzvah of lach salach aveda. That type of idea. Even after the shvua, even here the vart is even after the shvua by a shem mesachar already, it doesn't have a din of a oinus anymore. That's why you have to go get it. So like upon him, just to recap, we have Rav and Abaya. What's the halacha by a shomer chinam if the hukah ganav before the shvua? Rav says you have to go get it back. According to Rabbi, you're not so responsible. And we said that Lekuliyam, if there's a Shvua by Hashem Mechinim, after the Shvua, you're definitely not responsible to go get it from the Ganav and give it back to the Bailam. One more Gemara for the Mishnah. Rav Azuta Baile Hacha. Rav Azuta had a shayla like this. Nignava Ba'inis. A behemoth was stolen Ba'inis. The Hichzer Ganav Be Shomer. What happened was, so right now, when it was stolen, really, the Shomer is Pater now. His Pater was Ba'inis. But Lemais, what happened was, the Ganav went and put it back in the Be Shomer. Then it died B'Pshia. Mao, what do we say? Me and Rino and Kiva the Nigva Ba'inus, Kalash Rosev. Do you say, since it was stolen Ba'inus, so you say, look, I'm done. Or you don't Kiva the Hadu Hadu Shmirasa. Well, maybe when they put it back, you're back to Shmirasa. Now, that's Pashut, that the Fia Ba'iv Rava, it's Pashut, the Shemesachav is Chayiv to deal with the Ganav. That's what he said. It's Mefurish, that Shemesachav has to do it. So here, that's Pashut. So obviously he's arguing. Rabba Zuti is Mesupik in this thing. If Kal Shmirasa, after he has a tzad that after nigav ba'inus, there's a tzad that kolsh lev shmirasa, kailu shmirasa. I'm finished. It's stolen ba'inus. I'm done. I don't have to worry about it. And even if you put it back, I'm done. Or you kill makim the other since they put it back into your house. So you're chayev and shmirah. According to Abayev Rav, it's pashu you're chayev and shakes. Here talking about Hashem Esachi, it was nigav ba'inus. Here according to Rabba Zuti, is a shaila that maybe after it was stolen by Inus, you're finished, and even if someone puts it back into your house and you're Peshaya, you're still not going to be Chayiv.